Years ago, I invested in real estate until I was successful. Today, I still invest in real estate. When I wanted to learn about bonds, I invested in them until I was successful. Once I was successful, I decided I did not like bonds, and so do not invest in them anymore. I have successfully taken two companies from upstarts through IPOs, initial public offerings. I made millions and was successful, but decided I did not want to go through that process anymore. Today, I still prefer real estate. This traditional financial planning advice of work hard, get out of debt, invest for the long term, and diversify is good for the average investor, the passive investor who simply turns a little bit of money over each month for someone else to manage. It is good advice also for the person who is rich, but not interested in learning how to become an investor. Many movie stars, rich professionals, pro athletes, and rich children with inheritances fall into this group. The key is to find a good financial advisor. Know, however, that there is very little leverage in following this path, and leverage is the key to great wealth. Ever since humans lived in caves, humans have sought leverage. Two of the first forms of leverage were fire and the spear. Fire and the spear gave humans leverage over their harsh environment. Years later, the spear was reduced in size, and the bow and arrow was developed, a higher form of leverage. Again, one of the definitions of leverage is the ability to do more with less. A bow and arrow is an example of doing more with less over a spear. As time went on, humans continued to use their brains to develop more leverage. Learning to ride a horse was a powerful form of leverage. Not only was the horse used for transportation and tilling the soil for planting crops, the horse also became a powerful force in warfare. Only 100 years ago, the automobile and the airplane replaced the horse. Today, the countries that control the world's supplies of oil have leverage over much of the world. If you want to become rich and not be a victim of global changes, it is important that you develop the greatest lever of all, your mind. Donald and I both had the advantage of having rich dads who introduced us to the world of money. But all our rich dads could do was introduce us. We still had to do our part. We still had to study, learn, practice, correct, and grow. I can hear some of you saying, "But I don't have a rich dad. I wasn't born into money. I don't have a good education." This type of thinking may be the reason why your chances for attaining and, more importantly, keeping great wealth are slim. Your chances may be slim because you are using your greatest asset, your mind, against yourself. You are using your mind to make excuses rather than to make money. Although Donald and I have money today, we have both experienced financial losses. If we had used our minds to blame others or to make excuses, we would both be poor today. So our message to you is the same message we receive from our rich dads. We are all born rich. We all have been given the most powerful lever on earth, our minds. So use your mind for leverage to make you rich rather than to make excuses.